135 days on Trump 7. I'm convinced of that. I am certain of it. But I hope you understand when I say, I know I could be wrong. But no, I am not wrong. This time it's going to happen. In Daniel 12:7, he refers to the Jews as the holy people. Okay. When Daniel called them the holy people and used the toes, he let us know he was talking about his own people. And furthermore, if you go over and read chapter 7 and you get down to it, he calls them the holy people there. And when you get down to the end of that chapter, man, he's got a stomach ache. He's depressed. Read it, the last verse in chapter 7 of Daniel. He's depressed. He's down in the mouth. Daniel down in the mouth? I think I know why. That's the first time he knew that the Gentiles were going to be all right. You notice he didn't put that in there. There's a good reason. None of the Jews would ever have listened to him again. And I feel like God let him know, don't you put that in there. You say, well, you can't prove that. Well, I'll wait and be rebuked at the judgment seat of Christ, because that's what I believe happened. So that's why I'm so confident of this, because if you look at those two verses, the last one in chapter 2, where he's talking about toes, and the one in verse 7 where he's talking about the horns. Okay, now we're going to talk about the earthly kingdom phases into the final New Jerusalem. When I started these lectures, every church I went to, I said, now I'm going to teach you some things that missionary Baptists don't believe. And I said, you're going to have to make up your own mind. But I said, God's opening all these doors. And I said, you're calling me to every church in the state. And pretty soon they ended up calling most of the churches in the United States. And I went to 700 institutions, or seminaries, churches, whatever. I went to 700 missionary Baptist churches and churches and teachers. And you wouldn't believe what I went through with that. It wasn't bad, but I mean, you think people are going to take something and you try to put a new patch on an old teaching? And I wasn't trying to put a new patch on it. I was trying to prove to them that it was also in the Old Testament. And I went back there and got all those things out of there about how God did the things, the flood and all that. I'm telling you a sad story. Well, I felt real sad to myself now, but I don't now, because it was something that I had to do and I didn't understand all the reasons for it. Now, I'm telling people how to look up that striped diagram. He says, even to the time of the end, well, we're in the end times, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. He meant both in the theological world, the language world. He scattered them because he didn't want them all getting together. Because they say two heads are better than one. Well, 5 million are better than a few. So he says, knowledge shall be increased. We're digging back through some of those ancient ruins. God knew we would. And we're digging out all kind of stuff. And we're making sure, I say we, they are making sure that it's valid. And I don't agree with their interpretations. Never believe an archaeologist unless he's a Christian. Never believe him if he's not a missionary Baptist. I only know one, and I trust him. And I talk to him sometimes about what's going on over there. He's over there now. Now, I tell him how to find this thing. Click it on menu 5. Then I, Daniel, looked. So all they got to do is do it on manual 5. And that's simple. They can do it. It's the first thing that comes up. It's 321, but it's the first one comes up. I don't know how many people have clicked on that thing and copied it. But they've copied on it all over the world. They've copied on it across the place here, by both missionary and missionary Baptist preachers, and I'm sure Assembly of God preachers, and sects and different things like that. And that's why I put it on there. And behold, there stood two, the one on the other bank of the river and the other on the side of the river. He's talking about two angels. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Now, and he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven. Well, we do that sometimes, you know, and they do that in a lot of churches. And swear by him that liveth forever. And this is an archangel. I'll just flat say it. And swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, 1 year, times 2 years and a half a year. It shall be for 3.5 years. And when he shall accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people. He scattered the power of the holy people twice. He did it when the Romans came in and they rebelled against him. And he scattered them all over the world. And how much power have they had since then? You say, are you sure of that? Yes, I am. You say, well, I don't agree. That's fine, but I'm sure of it. But he also did it a second time. I remember when they started going back in the 30s. My grandfather and kept up with that all the time. And they first started going back in the 30s, and at first the Arabs let them come in and do this and that, because there wasn't that many of them. But when World War II broke out, and after it was over, the United Nations, the Balfour, introduced a resolution that they should have a state of their own. And it passed. And they have turned right back. And where are they sitting? They are the most powerful Israeli nation in history. And they are the most powerful Israeli nation in the entire Middle East, Arab, all the sects, that whole bunch put together. Israel is the most powerful nation there. That's truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Now, what's going to happen to them? Well, when the Antichrist comes down, who is he going to scatter? You say, well, God doesn't use. God used the Pharaoh. And you better believe God's going to be using that Antichrist. He's not going to let the Antichrist pick the time to come down, because Ezekiel says in chapter 1, he's going to pull him down like you pull a hog. And that's exactly what he's going to do. He knows when. I don't know exactly when. I don't know the day, the week, month, or year. But I'm telling you, it's coming. And I'm guaranteeing you that he's going to scatter Israel when he does, and they're going to scatter out into the Negev. I guarantee it. Yeah, they'll unite. But man, that first thing, when they're killing all those people back in Jerusalem, and those, they're occupied killing all their brothers, the Israeli brothers, the holy people that Daniel spoke about, and they were in his time, then they're going to have time to get down there. One third of them. How much is that? Well, it's up to about 6,000 now. And about two-thirds of it would be about one-third of it would be something like about 2,000. But they're not going to just run down there in one bunch. They're going to be running like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. And they're going to have a hard time getting out of there. And the United States will help them. They'll help them. They'll airvac those out of the out of the west side in that little narrow strip where 70% of the population is. They'll airvac them, I guarantee you. You say, well, no, Obama wouldn't do that. He's not even going to be in office. But whoever is in office will have enough heart to realize we're going to try it, and they will try. And the Antichrist, I guarantee you, he will leave them alone. This man's a lot smarter than we are. He's not as smart as God, and I don't think he's as smart as Michael. But that's an opinion about Michael, but I know he's not as smart as God. But Satan is one smart dude. And I guarantee you, he won't bother the United States or anybody else that wants to move him down there. Why? You think he wants to lose a bunch of his men trying to root him out of there? You can forget that. because they've got all kind of weaponry over there that's hid. And if you go up close enough to the central part, in between, you'll find it. And it's heavily camouflaged. And I didn't tell about any of this because I didn't want to be say something that would hurt any maneuvers they had. And for a long time, I didn't tell anybody about that episode up there that's going on in the Crimea right now. You notice now they're slowing down. They got the city that they wanted. And that's why they backed up. But I guarantee you he's going to get one, a land path, all the way down to Crimea. And I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't go on over to Moldavia, right along the coastline. And he won't take Moldavia. But I guarantee you that those Baltic nations up there, I don't think he's going in there. Now, he may try to go in there after the final war starts and Israel is and the Arabs are engaged, but he's not going to go in there for a while. Because when I was over there, that's one of the things I looked at and one of the things I talked about and looked at, talked to the people over there, talked to some of the army men that came to our meeting. We had a theater full of them, an old communist theater, and it was a big theater. And so they had a lot of influence on me in this. He says, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, that's Israel. When he scattered them in the Roman Empire, when they conquered them, and he's going to scatter them, and they're going to scatter all over the Negev, one third of them. But I only recently learned and came to understand that the Jordanians are going to go down there too. I don't know how many will survive, but they got a lot easier escape route. They go around the end of the Dead Sea. And they're Semites. And Israel will be glad to see them. If you were a third of Israel and two-thirds of them were dead, you'd be glad to see them too. And I guarantee you that there's no way that the Jordanians want to kill the Israelis. They're in the same boat. Am I sure of this? Yes, I am. You say, well, Brother Michael Murray, you shouldn't be sure. You ought to tell us that there's a chance. I'm sure of it. You say, is it possible you could be wrong? Why, certainly. I've got a carnal nature in me 10 foot long. But I'm not. Because I'm not this emphatic. And the Lord has shown me some things in these last 2 weeks that have staggered me. I couldn't believe it. In the last 2 weeks, I could not believe it. It didn't change what I believe. It just may added to it confirmation and an understanding of some of the things that I wasn't really completely confident of. And cometh to the 1,335 days. Was Daniel one of the was he a Jew? Did he go to heaven? Has he got his glorified body? Well, he's in heaven. All the saved Jews from the Old Testament are there. And he's there and he's in a glorified body. I'm looking at one of those witches things. He's looking at one of those things that you look into, a cat crystal ball. And he says, and cometh to the 1,335 days, comes to the end of this. We're going to be judged at the same judgment seat that Daniel will be. Yeah, and it's going to be embarrassing. I hope they put him somewhere far away from me. That's when Daniel's going to be judged. Now, Elijah went on up. So did Enoch. You say, what about them? Well, ask somebody else. They apparently glowed in the dark. And Elijah glowed in the dark when he stood up there by the Lord, along with Moses. You better not get anywhere close to him. When he finds out your name's Moses, you're in big trouble. But go thy way till the end be. He asked him. Go back up and look. Go read from Daniel 12 and 4. All the way down here. Read it for yourself. It's educational. He says, for thou shalt rest. You're going to die, be in heaven. He's what you call at rest. They didn't put him in a coffin and say, he looks better than when he was alive. And stand in thy lot at the end of the days. I thought that was, that lot he was talking about was a lot that he was going to get in the heaven age. I was wrong. That's the lot at the end of days. That's when he comes back. That's when he's going to get, he'll come back. We'll inherit the earth. He'll be given a portion of it. I know that's true. I'm certain of it. Now, if a man's certain of that, he ought to be happy. Well, I'll guarantee you, I'm so happy I could eat worms. And that's pretty happy. So this is something that I got some more on this. And a matter of fact, I've already put this on the blog. And I put a whole lot more stuff on the bottom of it. Those people out there need to wake up. And everybody can run the race. Not everybody's going to live in a city. But they can run the race. And I'll guarantee you Daniel's going to be in there. I guarantee you those Old Testament prophets are going to be in there. I tell you what, it's the most exciting thing I've actually spent about 50 years trying to put this together where I just felt like, Lord, I'm not positive of all this, Lord, but I feel in fellowship with you like I've never felt in fellowship with you before. He knows that. He can tell it. Because he's the one doing this for me. And I wouldn't take anything in the world for his